let's go ahead and understand lean thinking. Key principle of lean thinking: value is determined by what the customer is willing to pay for and includes feature, quality and timely delivery. Waste reduction. Lean thinking identifies 8 common forms of waste. It is overproduction, or waiting time, excessive inventory, unnecessary movements, defects, unnecessary processing, and underutilized staff and transport. So, when we talk about lean thinking, lean works on removing the waste or reducing the waste. And there are 8 types of common waste, what we will be seeing ahead. So when we talk about overproduction, it is overproduction of pharmaceutical drugs or overproduction of a particular services. Waiting times are patient waiting times, where patients are made to wait more than the predicted time or more than the defined time. Excessive inventory is having excessive inventory in the department which is unutilized, further it gets expired, and further it is a revenue loss. Unnecessary movement of patients from multiple departments is defined, is one of the waste which is defined here. Defects in the material or the the inventory what we have received or the equipment, it reduces by lean principles. It helps us reduce the defects. Unnecessary processing of services, it helps us doing that, and underutilization of staff. Optimization of, it focuses on optimization of staff. Continuous flow. Lean thinking promotes the concepts of continuous flow, where work moves smoothly without interruption by reducing or eliminating delays. Organization can improve throughput, reduce wait times, and enhance productivity. It promotes the continuous flow. So there is no interruption in the flow. Eventually, it reduces the waste times and enhances the productivity. Pull systems. Lean thinking encourages the implementation of pull system, where work is initiated based on the actual demand rather than forecast. So we do not forecast, but we work on implementation of pull system, where work is initiated based on the actual demand. So if there is a demand, then we initiate the work, otherwise we do not initiate the work. For example, if we are predicting 10 patients are going to come in the OPD, we make the arrangement of the staff, but eventually only 5 patients comes, but we have forecasted that there will be 10 patients, and then we have basically implemented accordingly 5 staffs there according to the patient, where average 1:2 is maintained. But in pull system we do not implement, we wait where the work is initiated. While the work is initiated, we see 10 patients are there, we ensure that a staff is provided. So it works accordingly. If there is work, then we based on actual demand, we provide the supply, or we ensure that the optimization of resources is available. The 8 waste in healthcare. I gave you a brief about 8 waste in healthcare, but let us read here again. So it is overproduction of waste occurs when work or resources are produced than what is needed to meet the patient demand or the delivery of quality care. So when we say overproduction of waste is a consultant having a consultation for 10 hours, but if his outputs are measured, there is only 4 appointments for him. So we are wasting here the number of OPD hours here. So it is due to over allotment or overproduction of OPD hours, which are not needed to meet the patient demand. So then they are, waste occurs here. Waiting time. Waiting waste refers to the time spent waiting for processes, information, resources, and resulting in delays and inefficiencies. Excessive inventory. Again, we have spoken about it. Excessive inventory waste occurs when the healthcare organization hold more inventory, such as supplies or medication, than is necessary for the immediate use. And then eventually the excess inventory gets expired, damaged, theft. So all these things again involved in the revenue loss, and excessive inventory can be one of the cause of impacting the revenue. Unnecessary movement. Unnecessary movement waste refers to an unnecessary physical movement of staff, patients, or materials that do not add value to the you know, to the organization. Basically, a patient has to move to multiple desks. For example, he gets registered at one desk, then he moves and gets billed at another desk, then he moves to third desk where his vitals are checked, then he goes for the fourth desk where the actual consultation happens, then he moves at fifth desk where he receives his prescription, then he moves to the sixth desk where he is given medication. So if you say you're the moment of patient is in the six different departments, six different the stops of patient where he is being the services are provided to him, whether these are the unnecessary moment which can be cut short through the lean management principles, and which will improve the patient flow, and that, you know, which is these steps are not adding any value, which can be optimized well and then add value. Defects, waste refers to errors, mistakes, rework that occurs during the healthcare processes, leading to additional cost and compromised patient safety. So if a particular equipment is procured and then it is defective while you are handling a patient, you are using and you found out that the equipment which is purchased is defective, it can lead to compromised patient safety and also leading to additional repair costs. So you have to ensure that through lean management we have to understand if there are any defects and during healthcare processes, or which will add to additional cost and compromise patient safety. Unnecessary processing of waste occurs when activities or steps are performed that do not contribute to patient care or add value. Underutilized staff waste refers to situation where staff members are not optimally used, leading to inefficiencies and increased cost. Transport waste occurs when unnecessary movement or transportation of patients, equipment or supplies take place. So here we understand the 8 types of waste which occurs in the hospital. Moving ahead, we understand lean tools and techniques in healthcare. Lean tools and techniques play a significant role in improving healthcare processes by eliminating waste. We have already spoke how does the lean tool, lean tool is all about eliminating waste, enhancing efficiency and optimizing patient outcomes. And what the other tool what is used in is 5S. S is for sort, S is for set, S is for sign, standardize and further sustain. Here sort means removing unnecessary items and materials from the workspace. Set in order is arrange necessary items in a logical and organized manner for an easy access. Clean and maintain the workspace to ensure a safe and productive environment. Standardize the process and procedures for sustaining the improved workforce. And finally, the sustain. Continuously maintain and improve the 5S practices. Now here, let us take example of a pharmacy. A pharmacy has more than 200 medications and it is so difficult finding the medications. It is the waste of time and sometimes we do not have a proper stock. But why? Using the 5S, we can actually organize the pharmacy. First, we sort the medications alphabetically. Then we set them in an order or organize how it can be easily accessed to us. Then we ensure that the space is clean and productive environment is, provided. Then we establish a standardized processes and the procedure for sustaining this change or improved workspace. And then we ensure that this is done continuously. The sorting the sorting of medications. The medications are aligned accordingly the way we have planned to. So we have to ensure that it is an ongoing cycle and we keep on continuously maintaining and improving the 5S practices. Visual management involves using visual cues and displays to provide information, improve communication and enhance workflow visibility. Visual management tools can include status boards, color-coded labels and visual indicators. So when you say visual management, you see a lot of boards in the hospital premises which guide the patient to their particular OPD areas, which guide the patient to the particular services. A lot of hospitals have a color coding which starts from its door itself till the particular department where it is mentioned which way the patient has to go. Where is the fire exit, or where is the consultation, or where is the diagnostic services? So this is all a visual management what is done to display the information of hospital, to improve the communication to the patient, and eventually to enhance the workflow visibility. Value stream mapping. Value stream mapping is tool that helps visualize and analyze the flow of materials, informations and activities required to deliver the value to the patient. It identifies the non-value added steps and opportunities for improvement in the processes. Kanban system. Kanban is a visual signaling system used to manage inventory levels and control the flow of work. It ensures that the material supplies or tasks are replenished or initiated only when needed, preventing overproduction of a short or shortages. Now let us understand here, take an example of an orthopedic surgery where implants are ordered from a supplier. We do not procure implants beforehand, because if we plan to manage the inventory of implant, it is going to increase the cost of the hospital inventory to a huge amount, which again the implants are various for various patients, so they are not similar. So we cannot stock that material. So what is the process, what is followed whenever there is implant required for a surgery, orthopedic surgery? We procure the implant, we connect to the supplier, he ensures that we are provided with the necessary supply prior to the surgery, preventing overstocking of the implants, optimizing the cost of inventory and optimizing the inventory. Leadership and employee engagement. Leader is the person who drives the organization. He drives the employees and he drives the new processes in the hospital. So let us more understand about leadership and employee engagement. Demonstrating commitment. Actively participate in the improvement initiative. The leader should not only endorse improvement efforts but actively engage in them. He should be actively participating in the improvement and initiative. She should understand the data analysis which is done for a process improvement. He should be part of the process and not just be reviewing the process and endorsing the improvement efforts. Their involvement serves as a powerful example and encourage employees to follow the suit. So if a leader is involved in a process improvement, it automatically sets an example. Now let us take an example of 5S. If we start a 5S lean management in an leader's cabin, that will set an example for the employees to follow the 5S methodology on their own desk. So leader can be one of the example who sets an example which encourage the employees to follow the suit. Support staff and allocate necessary resources. So leader is responsible to support the staff in the situations and also to allocate the necessary resources. He should demonstrate their commitment by providing the resources needed for continuous improvement, whether it is the financial resources, whether it is human resources, whether it is the time resources. So while the staff is working for a change or towards the change in improving the processes, the leader should demonstrate his commitment towards the change. He should ensure that the team, whatever the needs are of the team, they are fulfilled, whether it is the financial, human resources or the time requirement. Setting clear expectations. A leader has to promote setting up clear expectations or the clear goals for the team. Promote learning mindset and embrace change. They should set the expectation that learning and change are not only acceptable but vital for growth. So leaders should always promote learning mindset. They should encourage staff to continuously seek opportunities for learning, embrace the changes that lead to the better outcomes and grow in their career. They should encourage innovations. Leaders need to communicate the importance of innovation. They need to talk to their team about the innovations which are required for the betterment of the hospital, for the better outcomes of the hospital. They have to be technically up to date about the new researches or the innovations happening in the industry. They should empower employees employees to think creatively. They should encourage employees to think out of the box, suggest new approaches, or they should, you know, they should encourage employees to come up with new suggestions. As I always believe, employees, the staff which work on the ground level, are more aware about the bottlenecks, are more aware about the processes and to overcome those bottlenecks. But we have to ensure that we empower them to, you know, to come up with the solutions, and you will find they have the better solutions than what a top management level can provide. Yes, but acceptations of those solutions is also important. So, you know, you have to ensure that they come up with the suggestions, new processes or technologies that can lead to improvements. Employee engagement and empowerment, encouraging the generation. Suggestion boxes, improvement committees or huddles, healthcare organizations should actively encourage employees to share their ideas. So if there is an employee who wants to, who's suggesting a change, we should actively make him, you know, do that. We should encourage his inputs in a particular problems or particular suggestion. You should ensure that the huddle is taken place every day. There should be an improvement committee which works on both the patient outcomes and also the staff outcomes or the staff improvement committees, recognizing and rewarding the improvement efforts. The leader should award, incentivize and publicly acknowledge the staff's effort that increases the motivates the employees. It, you know, if a person gets recognized, he feels more motivated, he comes up with more ideas or he feels more enthusiastic about the issues and he contributes to the continuous improvement. This can take the form of awards, financial incentives or a public acknowledgement. So, the staff basically can be appreciated in the various ways. Either you award him for his efforts or you provide him some incentives for his new suggestion or you acknowledge his suggestion publicly. You address publicly how well or how his suggestion has improved the processes. Provide training and development. Invest in training programs for improvement of skills. Like I say that skills, every day there is something evolving in the healthcare and there is need of, you know, improving every day. The healthcare organization should invest in training the programs that equip employees with the skills, because eventually the skills are going to help in betterment of improvement in the hospital itself. So it is kind of investing in the skills which will have a better clinical outcomes for patients. Education, communication and collaboration. Continuous improvement training. Lean principles, process improvement methodologies and quality improvement tools. Continuous improvement requires a specific skill set. Healthcare organizations should offer training on these principles and methodologies to equip employees with the knowledge and the tools they need to drive improvement project efficiently. So basically a lean principle or lean study should be planned for all the employees so they are trained in the principles. So eventually once they are trained in the principles, they further can help in process improvement and drive the process improvement projects effectively. Professional development and opportunities. Attend conferences, workshops and seminars. Organization should support employees, you know, in attending external events like conferences, because eventually it improves the clinical based evidence practices. It enhances their knowledge and it keeps them up to date with the new changes in the industry. Sharing the best practices. Establish platform for sharing success stories. It's the crucial to establish platforms for employees to share their success stories and the best practices across the organization. So we need to provide a healthcare page or a healthcare healthcare magazine where we share the success stories of the hospital and establish a platform for employees to show their success stories with the best practices. Regular communication channels, the team meetings, newsletters, intranet and intranet platforms. Effective communication is essential for sustaining the culture of continuous improvement. See, there has to be a team communication. It has to be internal communication. It has to be external communication, because eventually it helps us building the team. It helps us, you know, passing the information, and eventually it helps us to have a continuous improvement of the processes and the hospital services. The regular team meetings, newsletters and intranet platforms serve as a channels to disseminate information about ongoing improvement initiatives. So when they discuss, when they talk in the meetings, they understand about, you know, ongoing improvement initiatives, progress, success stories, and they ensure that the information is shared among the employees, which keep them engaged. Learning forums and communities of practice. Forums for discussing challenges, sharing ideas, and promoting continuous learning and improvement. So there has to be a platform for continuous improvement learning. By establishing forums or the communication practices where employees can come together, discuss challenges, share ideas, support each other with the ideas, come up with the solutions which help us in, you know, continuous learning and improvement. The forums serve as a space for collaboration and collective problem solving. Common challenges in continuous improvement and lean thinking. Now we have spoken a lot of things about continuous improvement and lean thinking. Now let us also understand where we have spoken about the tools, benefits, the leadership involvement and the leadership and the team involvement. Let us also now understand the common challenges. Change resistance. They're overcoming employees' resistance through effective change management and communication. There is always resistance when there is a change. You know, the employees are always reluctant to get out of a comfort zone. So we have to ensure, we have to imprime them about that change is required, because eventually it is going to improve the processes. Lack of leadership support. The importance of strong leadership support for the resource allocation and guidance. So if that leadership support is not strong enough or it is not motivating enough, the staff is always, you know, not going to be more basically open for the change, and there has to be a strong leadership support for any change. Sometimes there is lack of leadership support, which can be one of the challenges here in a continuous improvement. Inadequate training and skills. The need for training in process improvement methodologies and lean tools. It is required because a skilled team will be able to process the improvement in a better way than a non-skilled team, which works only on the verbal commands of the higher authorities. For them to understand the tools, to understand why the change is required and how the change is required, they need to understand the tools and the methodologies. Siloed approach, breaking down departmental silos to promote collaboration and knowledge sharing. Lack of data and metrics. The challenges of data collection and analysis and utilization in healthcare. So we need to have data when we need to make the changes. But you know, a lot of organizations, there is challenge in collection of data. The data is not appropriate. The places where HR systems are not used, the data collection is impossible or it is very difficult. And eventually the appropriate data, it is not only about the data collection, it is about appropriate data collection and then analysis. So it can be one of the challenges, as lack of data and metrics is one, you know, one of the documented challenges in improvement. Sustainability of improvement. So some people just, you know, make the improvement, reinforce it, and then it goes to the back foot. Then they take up new projects. But here, the sustainability of improvement is not seen. It is not visualized. So what is improvement, when what is important when you make certain changes, when you implement lean tools, methods, and make certain changes? Sustainability is the key for the improvement, which has to be enforced and reinforced so that the improvements are keep on going and there is a continuous improvement documented or seen. Balancing improvement with daily operations, striking the right balance between improvement initiatives and daily work. Yes, we need to strike that balance, because your daily operation should not affect because you are taking up some improvement initiative. It should balance it out. You have to have the right balance between them both, so your operation doesn't suffer. Strategies for overcoming challenges. Now that we have known about the challenges, we need to know about strategies to overcome challenges. See, your strategy can differ to your problems. So as per your challenges differ, these are few documented challenges. But when we talk about operation management, every organization may have their own different challenges. And here, your strategies will change according to the challenge faced by that organization. It again, by using the lean tools, we have to analyze and then make the necessary changes. But now let us understand the few strategies to overcome the challenges. Leadership, engagement and support. Leaders actively engage in improvement, provide resource and foster a culture of accountability. Change management. Comprehensive change management with stakeholder engagement and employee involvement. Continuous learning and development. Ongoing training and knowledge sharing sessions for employees. Collaboration and communication, promoting cross-functional collaboration, sharing best practices and regular communication. I am just reading through it as we have already covered all those points in our previous slide. So if there is anything different, I'll definitely talk in detail about it. But let us just read through it. Data and measurement, improvement data capabilities, defining KPIs and data-driven decision-making. So decisions are to be taken as per the data collected, improving the data capabilities. Integration with the daily operation, embedding continuous improvement principles into daily routines. Sustainability, monitoring and sustaining improvement through the audits, employee engagements and ongoing support. Achieving a culture of continuous improvement. Now that we have overcome challenges, we also need to understand how we can achieve the culture of continuous improvement. Drive innovations and adaptability. A culture of continuous improvement encourages innovations as an employee are empowered to find new, better way of doing things. It is also fosters adaptability, enabling organizations to respond effectively to the changes in the healthcare landscape. So when we say drive innovations and adaptability, a culture of continuous improvement encourages innovations. If the employees are empowered, they come with the better ideas, they come with the better processes, improvement strategies. It also fosters adaptability and enabling organizations to respond effectively. To changes in the healthcare landscape. Enhances staff satisfaction. When the employees are engaged in improvement, of course, they get motivated. They feel that their suggestions are being adhered to. They feel that they are important. Their suggestions are impacting. They are contributing to the change. So it can lead to higher job satisfaction and morale. The culture of continuous improvement can create a more fulfilling and motivating environment. Thank you.